Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
We have planned, we have strategized, coordinated, and now it's happening. Founders Day week has arrived. The week has been filled with activities from the reflective to the inspirational to the downright fun. On this special issue of Spartan Life Radio, we're talking about NSU's Day of Giving, a 36-hour campaign to raise $80,000. We're talking to Dr. Deborah C. Fontaine, Interim Vice President for University Advancement, and Ms. Noelle Cook, who's the Assistant Director for Annual Giving, and we also have some special guests we'll announce later. It's going to be a lively discussion about the NSU Day of Giving. So please stay with us as we bring you some important information on the NSU Day of Giving on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Michael Cotter. Join the conversation by calling us at 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Follow the prompts to speak to our guest. After this quick commercial break, we'll be right back to talk to Dr. Fontaine about NSU's Day of Giving. Stay right where you are.
A message from Norfolk State University. Recently, NSU was chosen by the White House and Department of Energy to lead a $25 million cybersecurity workforce initiative. This will enable Norfolk State to educate professionals who will protect our nation and businesses. Learn more about our online master's degree in cybersecurity and other ways Norfolk State serves our students and community at nsu.edu/cyber-award.
Welcome back to Spartan Life Radio, coming to you live during NSU's Founders Day week. Today we launch NSU's Day of Giving. It's a part of an exciting week of Founders Day activities. As I said at the top of the show, the Day of Giving is a 36-hour push to raise $80,000. It's the first ever campaign like this for NSU, and today's broadcast will help our listeners to understand why the push. Again, if you have questions or want to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-347-850-8515. Our guest for this segment of Spartan Life Radio is Dr. Deborah C. Fontaine, Interim Vice President for University Advancement. Dr. Fontaine heads up the university's fundraising arm. She also oversees alumni relations and annual giving, communications and marketing, development services and stewardship, major gifts, corporate and foundation relations, university events, and the L. Douglas Wilder Performing Arts Center. The Division of University Advancement at NSU is charged with the task of coordinating fundraising programs and private financial support for the university. These funds provide scholarships for our students, support for an outstanding faculty, and resources to support institutional areas of the greatest need. So again, I'd like to welcome Dr. Fontaine and Ms. Cook to this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thank you both for joining us.
Michael, thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Thank
listeners,
you,
again, absolutely. If you want to join our conversation, just please ask our guest a question. Or if you just want to make a donation, call us at area code 347-850-8515. You're going to hear that number a couple of times because, again, we are trying to get to the place where we want those of you who are listening to be a part of this, not just the activities, but the part that's the most important for our students and for our constituency, and that is to make sure that students can stay here and that they enjoy the kind of education that all young people should be entitled to. So again, if you want to give now, visit www.nsu.edu/givingday, or you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/spartanlife, or you can also listen via your cell phone or other mobile device. Dr. Fontaine, let's go ahead and get to this. It's a pleasure to talk to you and to have you with us, and I want to get the skinny from someone who works tirelessly and upfront and personal with the university's efforts to underwrite funding for our greatest commodity, and of course I'm talking about our students. So let's get to it. Why is it important for Norfolk State to have a Day of Giving?
Well, Michael, thank you for the question, and thank you again for the opportunity to be on the program. This fundraiser was created in honor of Norfolk State University's 80th anniversary. We wanted to do something fun and exciting, and because one of my primary responsibilities is to raise private support for our students and areas of greatest need as identified at the university, we thought this would be a great idea to engage the campus community, to get our alums and our friends and just all of our friends, as well as our students, our faculty, and our staff engaged in giving. So in honor of the 80th anniversary, we said, let's have a day of giving, let's set the goal at $80,000, and let's give it a shot and see if we can't make it work and have a lot of fun making contributions to the university.
And I know when we talk about giving, people don't think of that generally as fun. I know the activities that are planned for Founders Day, that certainly is. But when it comes to giving, why should people get excited about that?
Well, you know, Norfolk State University has been here for 80 years, and we came with a mission to provide high-quality, outstanding educational opportunities for students. And the mission that was started 80 years ago is still vital and relevant today. And so from my perspective, I always remind myself that I wouldn't be here at Norfolk State University or serving as Vice President of University Advancement if I hadn't graduated from someplace. And so what we're really trying to say to all of our listeners, particularly the Spartans that are out there, that all of us have achieved what we've achieved in life because we graduated from Norfolk State University. And so it's a way for us to pay it forward so that another generation of Spartans can benefit from an outstanding, high-quality Norfolk State University education. So I'm hoping that that inspires people to give. It inspires me, and I hope it will inspire thousands of Spartans, alumni, friends, faculty, students to donate a gift of any size to support our students.
I think that's excellent, and I think that those who have benefited from an education here at Norfolk State really need to understand that message, that it's not just enough to collect your degree and go off into the world and do wonderful things, and we know that our students will do that, but what about helping those who are still coming through, those who are matriculating, and helping them to go out into the world and do wonderful things? Ms. Noelle Cook, I want to bring you in. She's the Assistant Director for Annual Giving. Give us your take on why it's important for alums to donate to their institution.
It's important for alums to donate back to Norfolk State because Norfolk State has provided so much to prior graduates, and it's only right for them to give back to the university. In my research, I've looked at some of the registrar's books from the 1950s and 1960s, and tuition has gone up so much since then. It used to be $200, maybe $300 back in those days. And now we know it's well over $10,000 for students. And I'm a recent alum of a university, and I know that student loans can really be detrimental to current graduates. And we want these student scholarships available for our students so they don't have to graduate with heavy loan debts and paying back Sallie Mae or whomever it is that they have their loans through for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely, and I just heard that that's one of the largest debts that people have going forward in their lives is paying back student loans, which is unforgivable. It's not something that you can write off. It's not something for which you can file chapter or anything for. That's a debt that's going to stay with you until it's paid.
And, Michael, if just to quote a statistic, I think the latest statistics about the level of national student debt is over $1 trillion, and that's a ton of money. The other thing I would say to add to what Noelle has said, at Norfolk State University, 95% of all of our students are receiving some form of financial aid. And so outside of the federal and state financial aid that they get, it's very expensive to go to college, and usually there's a gap between what it costs to go to school and what students are able to get through federal and state financial aid. And so what's important for us in the advancement unit is our goal is to raise private support so that we can provide scholarships to help close the gap for our students. We've got tons and tons of young, excited, talented young people who are here at Norfolk State University. And so we're trying to raise money so that we can continue to give money to support those students. And just as a matter of information, over the last 18 months, from July 1st, 2013 through December 31st of 2014, which was the campaign that we just closed out, IMNSU, we raised $5.2 million during that campaign, but we also awarded $1.3 million in private scholarships for all of our students.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good news, and that ought to inspire some people to get on the phone and give to this day of giving.
Absolutely. You know, we raise money for all kinds of things, muscular dystrophy, cancer research, breast cancer awareness. Why not have a fundraiser for what really matters to a lot of young people who are really trying to make their mark on this in this world, and they have to do that by way of an education, so this is important. But Dr. Fontaine, you know I generally close the show with a tagline from the inside out, because who better to articulate who and what we are than those intimately connected to the institution? And, you know, the reason I do that is because too often it's the case where some of the people on the outside may attempt to define what we do and how we do it, even second-guessing our fundraising efforts. So my question to you as an insider, please explain to our listeners why it is so important for individuals, and I know that you've said part of that in my first question to you, but certainly we want to hit this again, why it's so important for individuals to give back to NSU.
Well, to me, it's paying forward. I mean, as Noel has already said and you've reinforced, mm-hmm. that the cost of education is extremely expensive. To come to Norfolk State University for a year, if you're an out-of-state student living on campus, is well over $30,000 a year. And that's not the kind of money that you can just go and grab off of a tree. You've really got to do a lot to come up with those kinds of resources. And if you multiply $30,000 times four, that's $120,000 just to get a college education. And that's probably not as expensive as it could cost if you were going to an Ivy League institution. So I think the important thing for me, and I hope for all of our listeners, is every gift, regardless of the amount, helps to contribute to the scholarship opportunities that we can make available to our students. They need our support. They deserve our support. And by providing those scholarship funds through giving, we help more of our students to stay in school, which is very important, but we also help more of our students to graduate. Some people might not realize, but many of our students are able to come to school, and they get to their junior and senior year, and they run out of money.
Yeah.
And that's real tough when you've invested 3 years of your life, maybe 4 years of your life, trying to earn a college degree, and you find that you can't earn it in 4 years or 5 years or even 6 years because you just don't have the resources. So here again is an opportunity for us to pay it forward and to help others to reap the benefits of a college education much like we have.
And, you know, the important thing I'm hearing, too, is that Norfolk State has managed to keep the cost of tuition down. Probably some of the lowest tuition that we'll have in this region along the Atlantic seaboard. And we've done that, but sometimes it can still be prohibitive for students if they don't have those resources, and that's why giving helps to keep those students, as you say, after they've started, so that they don't have to check out 2 or 3 years after they've started their education here at NSU.
And I think one of the things that's certainly a given is that the cost of education is not going to go down. It's
Absolutely.
Going to continue to go up, and so it's important that as the cost of education goes up, that our giving and our generosity tries to keep pace with that. So I give to Norfolk State University. I love the institution, and I'm going to make a contribution as soon as I get off the phone to this day of giving.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to dig in my pockets, too.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that.
We can't ask people to do it if we don't do it, right?
No. And
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Jewel Almond calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hi, Jewel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, too?
Fine.
I'm so sorry I'm late getting in, but I do just want to call, and I would like to encourage all of the moms to please get in to Norfolk State. I will be doing that, Dan and myself, later on today.
Well, Jewel, you listen, I have some questions for you that I want to ask a little bit later, so if you can hold on. First, I want to say thank you for joining us, but if you'll just hang on, I've got a couple questions I want to toss your way and certainly want to hear what you have to say about those things. But first, let me just continue with Dr. Fontaine, if you will. I want
sure.
to talk about our fundraising efforts last year. How
mm-hmm.
did we do?
Well, Michael, I am so proud of the effort that we made during the 18-month IMNSU campaign. As I said earlier, that campaign began July 1st, 2013, and concluded December the 31st, 2014, we were fortunate to raise $5.2 million. I'm so proud of the effort that everybody was engaged in and participated in to help us raise these monies. And I'm very proud. I'm glad to know that Jewel is on the line because our alums really did step up. We raised $1.7 million from our alums.
Excellent.
The year, the campaign in front of the one that we just completed, we had a little less than 900 alums to actually contribute. In this last campaign, we had 2,400 alums to give us $1.7 million, which was about almost 11% of the 22,000, what they call in my field, solicitable names or opportunities for us to request money from our alums. So I'm very proud of the effort that we were engaged in. Our alums really showed their Spartan pride by giving so much to our students.
That's pretty excellent because, what, 11% participation, as you said?
Yes, and that's we've never done that before, and so that was really a momentous achievement for the institution and certainly for our alums.
That certainly is a great thing, and I'm glad to hear that there's so much giving. $1.7 million is nothing to sneeze at, and we know that we have the ability to do that and to impact our university in a very positive way. I just love the fact that people are giving, that they're not just talking about the institution and what it's done for them, but they're also, as you said earlier, paying it forward so that it can impact lives, so that when students leave here, they will leave knowing that they had the support of their institution and not just tuition dollars. And that's very important.
Michael, I also want to give a shout-out to our faculty and staff. Last year in that campaign, we raised $266,000 from our faculty and staff. About 65% of those who work here at the university actually gave back. It was an exciting campaign, and it gives you a good feeling to know that there's that Spartan pride, not just among our alums, but also among our faculty and staff who are part of this university community. So I'm very proud of the effort that they've made as well.
Well, you know, I don't know who all out there is listening, but if you are like me, you're just throwing a checkbook up on the desk right now. you want to be a part of that company. You're starting to stroke some numbers. I need to pay attention because I don't want to put too many zeros on here. We're going to have some problems. But
I'll say something cute in that response. My president, President Eddie Moore, our president, is always talking about 2-comma checks. So a 2-comma check is a $1 million check. So maybe there's somebody out there that can write me a 2-comma check.
Well, I don't know if I can write you a 2-comma check without the feds getting involved and, you know, the bank shutting me out, but we will certainly make a donation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Listen, listeners, if you have a question for our guest, please give us a call at Spartan Life Radio at 1-347-850-8515. We talked a little bit, Dr. Fontaine, about, you know, giving this money to Norfolk State University, but what is the significance, again, of the $80,000 goal?
Well, again, to remind our listeners that this is Norfolk State University's 80th anniversary. 80 years ago on September the 18th in 1935, Norfolk State University opened its doors and began educating students from this community. So we set a goal at $80,000 in commemoration of 80 years. Maybe next year when we have a fundraising opportunity during this, we might set a goal at $881,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it to commemorate our 80 years of founding. Norfolk State has done a tremendous job over these past 80 years. We've graduated more than 30,000 alums. So it's just a way to say thank you, a way to give back. But more importantly, it's a fun way to give money and to pay it forward.
Absolutely. And let me just ask this. Who can participate during this day of giving? I know we're talking about alums, but who else might participate?
I'm going to ask Noelle to respond to that question because really it's open to everybody. Noelle, you want to take that one?
I will take that. So anyone can give to our day of giving. We are looking for, of course, alums to give, faculty and staff members to give, friends and family members of anyone who's affiliated with Norfolk State, whether that's your church members, fraternity and sorority members. I encourage everyone in the community at large, across the nation, across the global world, to make a gift during these next 36 hours to our day of giving.
Excellent. And Dr. Fontaine, and let's just get back to the basics here, because we are talking about Founders Day.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of the giving, and that's very important, what does Founders Day actually mean to you?
Well, Founders Day is an opportunity for us to reflect on the past. Norfolk State grew out of the depths of the Great Depression in the mid-30s, and so there was a cry and a demand for higher education in this Norfolk community. And so Founders Day is a way for those of us who are here now in 2015 to reflect back on our past, to give thanks for the people who had the insight and the inspiration to struggle to allow this university to get created, so that all of us who have been involved and those who came for us could receive a quality education. So it's a way to say thank you. And we need to remember where we came from so that we'll be careful that we negotiate the future in the most effective way we possibly can.
Great. Well, Dr. Fontaine, I just want you to stay on the line with us. But right now, I do want to throw out some questions to some of our alums who are joining us. We have Mrs. Jewel Allman from the class of 1971. And Ms. Rhonda Allen from the class of 1983. I want to welcome you both to Spartan Life Radio.
Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. So let me just throw this question out. What do you feel, or why do you feel it's important for individuals? And I know I've asked the administration, I've asked Dr. Fontaine, I've asked Ms. Cook what their thoughts were, but what are your thoughts as a alum for giving back to the university? Why should individuals do that? And first, let's start with Alan.
Yes, Michael. Thanks for allowing me to speak. There's this saying that no one can help us but us. I am a true believer of those words. Norfolk State gave me an education and a foundation towards my chosen career. And without that education, I would not be able to excel. What better way to give back to the university that helped me build my foundation and succeeding in my career?
Great. Same question, Ms. Allman.
Yes. Well, you know, 44 years ago, I started with Norfolk State, and the tuition was only $400 a year. Now tuition is over $10,000 and probably maybe $20,000 for out-of-state students. But I am just so thankful that I was able to go and receive a wonderful, wonderful education that allowed me or gave me the opportunity to be better, to serve the community. And so it's important that we give back. And I plan to today.
Well, good. Listen, we also joining us is Mr. Brandon Hickman from the class of 1997. Mr. Hickman, are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well.
Great. Did you hear the question? Because I'm asking the alum group why it's important for individuals to give back. Can you just share why you think it's important?
It's super important. I had this conversation maybe Tuesday with Mrs. Norfolk, or Ms. Norfolk and Mr. Norfolk State University, that when we fight for our institutions, we fight for HBCUs, period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to continue to give back, to keep our traditions alive. Our best institution on Virginia's Golden Shore, we want to keep it alive. And the way we do that is business-minded. We have to be business-minded. We want to come back for homecomings, and we want to come back and see everyone and have fun, but we also have to donate and give back to keep it alive, period, at point blank.
Great. And so, Brandon, when people ask you about your experiences at Norfolk State, what do you tell them?
My experience was great. And I had a chance to be on campus Tuesday, but I had to come back to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But I was on campus Tuesday and was able to speak and tell some of the students that my experience was in the height of, I guess, the golden era of hip-hop. So we enjoyed what we were doing. We loved where we were at. And my experience was great. We had teachers that cared about us. We had professors that cared about us, advisors that made sure that, guess what, wherever you go, once you graduate, you're going to be compete globally.
There you go.
With any other student from any other institution. And that was our experience, and that's what we were given. And we were given that one thing. I said this all the time. We can't explain Norfolk State, how going to Norfolk State was, but the reason why we can't explain it, it was all based off pride. Mm-hmm. And so that was instilled in us day one when we got there. And I think that still continues, and that's how you'll see alums act, because they're very proud of their school.
Great. Mrs. Allman, same question. Let me take it in a different direction. What was one of your most memorable experiences at Norfolk State, one that you share with people?
Well, I was last year crowned Miss Alumni, and that was an awesome experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember being crowned, and they had set the podium or the stage up on Corporal Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I can just remember, and when the MC said, "Welcome home, Jordan Haskin Allman," it just gave me a feeling I had just never experienced before. It was just wonderful. And the reason being is because I would leave Norfolk State, leave my classes, and go home, because we did not have dorms. I think we got dorms the last year that I was there. But I elected to stay with my host family on Virginia Beach Boulevard. And I would walk probably two or three times during the day from the state, going up Walker Avenue to the Newton Boulevard to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a wonderful, wonderful feeling, because I felt like I was home when they said welcome home. It just gave me a wonderful feeling.
Well, that's great. I don't know if you've seen Norfolk State University recently, but you should see us now.
Okay.
We've grown by leaps and bounds, and yes, we have plenty of dorm space.
Giving you my experience. When I was L'Oreal James,
we were in the prime, 1970, 1968,
it was just a wonderful campus.
Great.
And we always dressed up to go to school.
Well, that's a whole different discussion. I looked at some of the old yearbooks, and I'm just so amazed at the way young people used to dress back then. And I don't want to get off topic too much, but yeah, you could see it. You could see it in the students, the way they carry themselves.
Yeah. Just wanted to throw that out there, that's all.
Absolutely. Ms. Allen, same question to you. What do you tell people about your experiences here?
I tell those that ask about the excellent instructors and professors that I had that saw the potential in me and guided me in the right direction. Without those instructors and professors, I don't think I would have survived in the career that I chose. Those professors took the time,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily they had to, but they did take the time for those students that asked. And we all appreciated that. I don't think in most universities or colleges you will find instructors like Norfolk State.
Mm.
Great. And have you maintained contact with any of those professors once you left Norfolk State?
Some of them I have. The one that really helped me the most is now deceased, and that was Dr. Perkins. He was the accounting instructor.
Mm-hmm.
When I found about his passing, I was devastated, because he was one of my advisors, as well as one of my last accounting instructors when I was at Norfolk State. He was sort of like the very one that told me that, yes, I will be good at being an accountant or anything finance, and I knew I was going in the right path. So
excellent.
When I heard of his death, I was truly devastated.
And let me just say, on the other side of this coin, and you're speaking as one who went here, who matriculated at Norfolk State, who graduated, that as an instructor myself, it does this old heart wonderfully well to hear from students once they leave here? Because I want to know that they're making progress. I want to hear, you know, what changes have occurred in their lives since they left Norfolk State. And many of them are doing just wonderful things and marvelously well. And it just, when you maintain that contact with professors, and this is out to Ms. Allman and certainly Ms. Allen, you just spoke to this, and Mr. Hickman as well, when you maintain that contact, it simply lets us know that we have touched a life and that life doesn't forget that something special happened during those 4 years at Norfolk State University. That's a very special time, not just for the students, but for the professors too. So listen, let me just take this next question, if you will, to Dr. Fontaine. How does one go about making a gift? And we're talking about all of this, you know, from the alumni perspective and from the inside out, from our perspective. How does one go about making a gift to NSU?
If you want to give to NSU, but particularly to the Day of Giving, go to our website at www.nsu.edu/givenow. Click on there and make your gift.
Okay. And can you give us that web address one more time for those who might be trying to jot it down?
www.nsu.edu/givenow.
Great. And then how can donors designate where their gift will be used?
If our donors want to make a gift to a particular fund, they have the opportunity to do that. Once you click on to that link, you'll see designated gifts, and if you want to designate to the athletic department or to the choir or to the band, or if you'd like to designate to the College of Science and Engineering, or if you'd like to designate to the College of Liberal Arts, there's quite a few options there available to you. So you can designate your gift in those particular ways, and once you click in, you can identify very specifically how much you want to give and where you'd like that gift to go.
Right. And where can potential donors go for more information about this Day of Giving?
Well, go to our website, www.nsu.edu/foundersday or /annualgiving or Day of Giving, and you'll see all the information that you need.
Okay. Now, we certainly don't want to shut anybody out, but we do need to let them know that everything has a beginning, but it also has an ending. When does the Day of Giving end?
The Day of Giving ends tomorrow, Friday, September the 18th at 11:59 p.m. So it's a 36-hour campaign. It began at noon today and will end tomorrow night, right 1 minute before midnight.
Now, listeners, we want you to know, again, it's 36 hours for giving. So if you're trying to call in on Saturday or trying to call in next Tuesday, you know, we might take your money.
We will take your money.
We'll take your money. But we do want to try to make sure that we meet our objective so that we can make this declaration public, that we met our goal in the 36 hours for the giving that we're expecting folks to do. So please, if you want to be a part of this, you might want to go ahead and take care of that now. We certainly appreciate whatever you can give. You don't have to have necessarily deep pockets. If you do, that's great. Mm-hmm. If you don't, whatever you can give, every dollar helps, and we certainly appreciate your doing that. Dr. Fontaine and Ms. Cook, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I just want to thank everybody in advance for being a part of this conversation on the phone, being a part of our Day of Giving. I'd like to invite everybody to our campus to participate in all of the wonderful activities that we have planned for today and tomorrow. For Founders Day, we're going to end our Founders Day celebration tomorrow evening at 8:30 with fireworks. Please bring your family and friends to campus and have a good time as we celebrate 80 years of achievement.
Excellent. Ms. Cook?
I'd like to thank everyone in advance for helping us to reach our $80,000 goal by tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. by visiting the website nsu.edu/givenow. And if you need more information that wasn't covered in our Blog Talk session here, you can go to the Day of Giving website at www.nsu.edu/givingday to see more information and to help us to promote online via social media. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Great. And I certainly want to give our alumni a chance to speak to our audience about this Day of Giving and about Founders Day. Let me please start first with Mrs. Allman. Any last words for our listeners?
Yes, I would just like to encourage all alums to give. I pay you forward, and I just can't tell them enough just how I feel and how passionate I am about Norfolk State and helping the university.
Great. Mr. Hickman.
give back, give. There was someone that helped me at Norfolk State University. I don't know who they were, but I'm quite sure it was an alum. I'm quite sure that it was a professor and it was someone in administrative staff that made sure I stayed in school. And what the big thing was, Norfolk State University never gave up on me. So we will not give up on Norfolk State, and we will continue to give back.
I like that. And Miss Rhonda Allen.
My words is just give, give, give. Norfolk State needs our support to survive.
Great. Well, Dr. Fontaine, alumni guests, we're almost out of time here on this episode. I want to thank all of you again for taking the time to join us. Ms. Cook, thank you for joining us as well. Could you give us the Day of Giving website one more time? Anything else, again, that you want our listeners to hear? This is certainly the time to say it, but certainly repetition is key for those who might just be joining us late. The website, again, for the Day of Giving.
www.nsu.edu/givingday.
Great. Again, thank you all for joining us, to all of my guests, and this has been an excellent, excellent discussion for why we need to touch base with our institutions once we leave. I want to thank Jewel Allman, Rhonda Allen, Brandon Hickman, classes and respectively class of 1971, 1983, and 1997. Thank you again for doing just that.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome. And listeners, I want to thank you for checking in with us. Join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio on Thursday, September 24th at 1 p.m. We'll be talking about registration for the NSU e-alerts system. This is information that young people need to know, and the parents of young people and people in general. You know, Nelson Mandela once said, "What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made in the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead." If you want to impact the future, touch a life. Interim Vice President for the University Advancement, and I want to thank all of you for logging in and tuning in. I'm Michael Cotter, and you have been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Flickr.